Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. India's currency as well as its stock markets have been in a state of turmoil. The prices of the shares have been going down on the stock markets day after day. And the Indian rupee has only been weakening against the dollar. It's already crossed 74 rupees to a dollar, an all-time low. And the perception is that it might continue depreciating even further. In the current calendar year, the Indian rupee has gone down by 17% in absolute terms, and it is the worst performing currency in Asia this year. So has been the case with the Indian stock markets. The Indian stock markets too have been the worst performing in Asia. Since October 2017, market cap has gone down by over 9 lakh crores. Dozens of scrips are available at a huge discount to their 52-week high. Many prime scrips are trading at values which are less than 50% of what it was when they were at their prime. In recent memory, we always thought that the Indian stock markets are in a bull phase. At the moment, they are completely in the control of the bears. The bearish phase continues. It looks it will continue because, as I said, day after day, prices of stocks have been falling. Prices of the currency have been falling. If you look at the recent balance sheets of traders and institutional investors, they are loaded with losses. And the question remains is, how long will the losses continue? Nobody seems to have an answer. Perhaps the answer lies in understanding what is the reason why India's currency as well as stock markets have been going down. And the answer is very straight and simple. It lies in the maverick and eccentric conduct of the American president, Mr. Donald Trump. It is his maverick policies. It is his outlandish stance on international trade and diplomacy and the global economy that have been impacting global markets, both currency and stock markets. He has been doing things which have completely different from the past, which have been including the erosion of relationship with their allies, as also the tariff wars that had initiated with China and many other countries. So what are these acts of Donald Trump which have been impacting India as well as global markets? It starts with the strong US dollar. The US at the moment enjoys a very strong currency, which has been a conscious act on its part. The US has been increasing interest rates. The value of the dollar has been going up. The dollar has been attracting funds from all over the globe. Funds have been seeking to invest now in dollar assets. And for doing that, they are exiting from stock markets and other currency markets. Just merely in India, since 1st January 2018, foreign institutional investors and foreign investors have sold stocks worth 66,000 crores on our bourses and have exited from our stock markets. It is all meant to be invested in dollar-denominated assets because, as I said, the dollar has been tightened, the dollar has been strengthened, and the interest rates in the US have gone up, making it a very attractive market. Because the dollar is going up, the rupee has been going down. And because the dollar has been going up, foreign investors have been selling Indian stocks and have been exiting from India. That's been one of the prime reasons why the Indian stock markets are in a downer, as also its currency markets. The next act of Donald Trump has been the sanctions imposed on Iran. With sanctions on Iran kicking in from November, from the first week of November 2018, less than a month away, the supply of Iranian oil in international markets is going to stop or come down to a trickle. It is said to be to the tune of $3.5 million of oil a day. That's the kind of quantity of oil that comes from Iran in international crude oil markets. With the sanctions kicking in, Iran will not be able to sell oil because most of the countries will not buy it. China and India, which are major buyers of Iran oil, might not be buying oil from Iran. with the supply of oil being curtailed because of Iran not being able to supply, crude oil prices have been going up. They've already crossed $85 a barrel. They are expected to cross $100 a barrel. And because of that, the rupee has been weakening further because India imports 80% of its oil requirements. And as the oil becomes more and more expensive, a current account deficit is going in the adverse direction. By that happening, the rupee weakens down the line and inflation spiral will also go up because crude oil, diesel and petroleum are the root of prices of many commodities and products in the country. So, the next adverse impact because of a Donald Trump policy has been the sanction on Iran that he's imposed. The third factor has been the China-US tariff war. It is still very uncertain how is it going to pan out. It is still very uncertain what would be the effect of this tariff war on the Indian economy. But whenever there is lack of certainty, the markets always go down. Markets, any market, whether it's a currency market, bond market, stock market, any market, it prefers lack of uncertainty. Wherever there is uncertainty, the risk profile goes up and the market goes in a negative direction. The market goes nervous and prices come down, which is what we are witnessing in the case of actions taken by Donald Trump and their impact on the Indian markets and the Indian sense of certainty. The fact that Donald Trump has also engaged in a tariff war with India, which, well, at the moment India has controlled it to a large extent, but if that gets triggered, you can expect another reason why the Indian markets will face a downslide. So, we are facing the impact of a maverick, eccentric, unpredictable US president. It is his policies which have been impacting us. The Indian economy continues to grow. Our GDP has not gone down. We are not in any kind of an inflation spiral. Despite that, investors are nervous and it is reflecting on the prices of shares in the stock markets as well as the value of the Indian rupee versus the dollar. As if the unpredictable acts of Donald Trump are not enough, the fact that ILF has triggered a payment crisis in India, the fact that because of that payment crisis, there was a huge suspicion about the state of affairs of NBFCs as well as banks, also triggered a nervousness and a sellout in the market. The fact that bank NPAs remain unresolved, the fact that it is still very not certain when will the bank crisis, the banking crisis in India end, further adds to the kind of nervousness, sense of risk, uncertainty in the market, and prices are bound to be in a bearish phase. It is these factors which have aided the bears to take over the markets from the bulls. And the most important one which is now coming up on the horizon is the political uncertainty that is coming into India. We are headed into a major election season. Elections are on the cards in Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh. And thereafter we kick in to the general elections of 2019. Political uncertainty is always a dampener on the stock markets and that seems to have got factored in. So, Indian stock markets will continue to be bearish thanks to the policies of Donald Trump. The world waits with nervousness when will he initiate yet another unpredictable and eccentric policy that will further cause a turmoil on global markets, which includes India. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.